Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Lena. How may I help you?
Is this customer support for FastBoost?
This is for a third-party call center. We service over 100 different companies.
Okay. I have a charge on here for FastBoost, and I need to speak to somebody about that charge.
Okay, bear with me while my system's froze. Please hold. Okay, can I please have your zip code and your first and last name?
55746, Diane Wordier.
And for security purposes, can you please verify your address on the account?
My what?
Your address.
5117 First Avenue, Hibbing, Minnesota. 55746.
Okay, ma'am, I see that you ordered a Wi-Fi booster from us.
A what?
A Wi-Fi booster.
Wi-Fi booster?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and was that supposed to be sent back within a period of time?
No, ma'am. We don't take returns.
Okay, why am I charged $49.97?
So when you agreed to the terms and conditions in order to process the payment, it did state that you'd be agreeing to sign up for a monthly subscription to our online gadget store, which also comes with a $125 gift card sent to you via email every month.
Okay, can you slow down? I agreed to a subscription for what? Say that again.
You agreed to a monthly subscription to our online gadget store, which also comes with a $125 gift card.
Online gadget store. Okay, this is the first time hearing this. Online gadget store?
Yes, ma'am.
And is that the name of the store or what?
The name of the store for which you order specifically, where the Wi-Fi booster would be it would be called trendydiscountgoods.com.
Trendydiscountgoods.com.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, this is the first time hearing about this. And how much did, and this cost me $49.97?
Yes, ma'am. But you also receive a $125 gift card.
And how do I get the gift card?
It's sent to you an email.
I did not resend. I
It's
can look
saying
through my, it
it
might
being
be
a
in my
spam.
trash or spam. Okay, so I find this gift card and I go to this trendy discount goods and I can spend it or what?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm going to look into my email and see if I have anything like that. I had no knowledge of this whatsoever. How I would ever would have used it, I don't know. I don't remember signing up for any, I mean, I wouldn't have because I don't get trendy discount or gadgets.
Well, you haven't received it, because all the charges for it have been declined, so you haven't received the gift card.
Okay, so all the charges for it are declined. How come there's still a charge on my Discover card then?
They've all declined on my end, so I'm not sure whether it's approved on your end.
Could I get an email to that effect stating that
No, ma'am,
they're.
I won't be able to email you anything out because we're third party.
Well, I'm being charged for something and I'm not receiving whatever it is I was charged for.
Well, it's
So
been
how do I.
declined ever since they tried to charge you.
Yeah, well, Discover was it was on a dispute and now this fast boost contacted Discover and said it was a valid charge, and they put it through. So now I have been charged.
Yes, Sam, you would have a gift card. You only have one charge, but the other charges since November have been declined. And that's the only charge you have is from November. So I don't know if you'll be able to find that gift card. But ever since November, the charges have been declined.
Okay, so I haven't used this product at all. I haven't gotten my $125 credit. Nothing. I didn't even know about this product. So I think that I should be reimbursed for this $49.97 for product I've never received or used.
Well, I can only refund you 35% back.
And why is that? Because I have not used anything.
Because you agreed to the terms and conditions that were stated on the website where you got it from.
Okay, I will agree to get the 35% back. I just want to let you know that I have contacted Costco because the survey that I filled out came to me through Costco as a new Costco member. I filled out this survey. I was supposed to receive a gift for filling it out. How this fast boost thing was in there, I did not see anything in terms and conditions or anything where I'm going to have to go sign up for whatever this is. And I let Costco know how unscrupulous this is, and they are looking into it as a third-party vendor for Costco.
Well, I see that you tried to dispute it.
I disputed it through Discover, yes.
Yeah, I see the note of it.
I'm also disputing it through Costco because they are using this company as a third-party vendor.
And ma'am, we're not Costco, and we don't work with Costco.
Well, they are using, going through this company, they're allowing this company to have access to the emails of their new customers.
Oh,
and I did receive an email back from Costco.
It's not even giving me the option to refund you.
What?
It's not giving me the option to refund you, I think because the bank already called in.
Because my bank called in?
I think it's not giving me the option.
I don't understand. What do you mean my bank called in?
Your bank called us to confirm if the purchase was valid or not. And it's not even giving me the option to refund you.
What can you speak to a supervisor?
They're going to tell you the same thing because there's no option to refund you. I tried to, but there's no thing I can refund you on.
Well, I'm not happy about this. I haven't received any product from you at all. And that company is charging me.
Yes, ma'am. I've canceled out your account, so you will no longer get any more charges from us. Would you like that cancellation number?
Well, I thought that was done back in November. I mean,
no,
I
you got to call
your
in.
Company. I did. I contacted your company back when I first got the charge.
Well,
and
then
I was told it was going to be canceled.
It's not canceled. I just canceled it.
Oh, my word.
Would you like the cancellation number?
I sure would.
C as in Charlie, 258-554-955. Our account's been canceled out. You will no longer be billed by us.
Is there nobody from Fastboost that I can speak to? Because this is very unscrupulous business practice. I have received nothing from that company, and I'm being charged for it.
Yeah. Let me see if we have their number, because they're just going to take it to another third party. 855-267-4785.
That's the number I just called. 4785 or 58?
Hold on. 4758.
That's the number I just called. So this is a ghost company that you cannot even contact directly. And they're just saying it's a valid charge, even though I've received absolutely nothing.
Yes, ma'am. Wasn't the terms and conditions you had to agree upon to even proceed with the process of paying for the shipping and handling on the Wi-Fi booster?
But it passed the time. What was I supposed to do within that time? I didn't. When I signed up, did the survey, there was nothing said about have this for a certain period of time or whatever.
No, ma'am. But, it's in the terms and conditions. After 48 hours, you would get billed for the membership.
Okay. But so after 48 hours, what should I have done within the 48 hours?
Called in to cancel.
Called in to cancel a subscription?
Yes, ma'am.
Or what?
The subscription.
So I had to know that I was signing up to get this subscription and cancel it within 48 hours.
Yes, ma'am. It was in the terms and conditions. We're 17, 18 years older. The terms and conditions are right there.
When what?
Where it says, are you 18 years or older, the terms and conditions are right there. I might have not even said, are you 18 years older, but you do have to agree to the terms and conditions. I don't know how it showed up on your end.
Yeah, there was nothing to agree to, no. I think if you skip it and you don't agree and you just go to the next page, then you get charged. There's nothing where you... it should be that you can't go on to the next page and complete the transaction unless you agree to that. But that's not the way it's set up.
Okay. Well, I've canceled out your account. You will no longer be billed by us. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
You too.